Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-70s. Might be diddling 80, depending on where you are. Could diddle 80 tomorrow and Thursday, and then it's back down into straight-up fall weather. But it doesn't look like we're going to get any rain.
Yeah.
So
no. We haven't had any rain for like a month.
Oh, we need it, buddy.
Oh, we're dry.
Yeah.
Dry as your granny.
Yeah, it's...
She's dry.
Yeah, no, that's how she should be. She's granny.
Yeah, granny should be dry.
I'd get that looked at if she wasn't. She wasn't on a perpetual state of dry granny. You know, we're coming into, we are smack dab in the middle of what I would argue the best vacation season in upstate New York.
You said vacation?
Yes, like if you're going to go travel around upstate New York, right now is the time to do it.
Oh, yeah, the weather's nice.
You got it. Like, it's not too hot where you're going to be brutal underneath the sun. Mm-hmm. It's not too cold where you can't go enjoy, like, walking around a lake or being in one of those little towns. I mean, we talked the other day about how apple tourism is huge. Yeah. Only happens this time of year. But let's say you want to try something different.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
Well, all you baseball fans out there, mm-hmm. as the pennant race is in full swing.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter's former upstate New York castle is now available to rent on Airbnb.
Wait.
Oh.
Derek Jeter had a castle?
Derek Jeter had a castle.
I knew he had a now I remember this. But I didn't know if that was actually his house or somebody was just like, that's Derek Jeter's house.
So it's in the...
yeah, it does look like a castle.
It doesn't look like it is a castle.
Yeah.
It's in the Hudson Valley. It's about 4 hours away from us.
So it's got to be close to New York City.
Yeah, it's just outside of New York City. Yeah. So the house itself is obviously massive.
Yeah.
It sold for $6.5 million when he unloaded it. It was built in 1915. He then went in and remodeled it.
Oh, it was a 1915 castle.
You got it.
That's when castles were castles.
Well, I would argue you're way past the castle boom.
Yeah. Weird time to build a castle, actually.
4 acres, Kimmy.
Yeah.
700 feet of shoreline on this Green Lake is what it's called.
Oh.
Greenwood Lake, I'm sorry.
Okay.
13 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, like 4 kitchens. It's obscene.
4 kitchens?
It's got its own personal waterfall, and not like a fun like Q1. Like, it looks like a legitimate waterfall.
Like a natural waterfall.
I don't have bathrooms. I had 3 kitchens.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, I'm sorry. I don't have bathrooms.
Oh.
It's also... it's got a replica of the Statue of Liberty.
Why not?
And a baseball diamond-shaped infinity pool.
Oh.
Okay, so here's the thing. That sounds like an awesome place to stay at.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you rent the Airbnb, you don't get access to the castle.
So I don't get to go in the castle?
No, you don't get to go in the castle.
You just get to look at it.
Why wouldn't they rent out the castle? Is there somebody living in it?
I have no idea. I would assume somebody's living there because they bought the house.
All right.
You would be booking the guest house.
All right.
That is a 1-bedroom, 2-bathroom home.
A little scale back.
Yep, yeah. And it accommodates 2 people overlooking the lake. It's got a private balcony, backyard with grills, fire pit, outdoor dining area.
But I don't get to use the infinity diamond baseball
pool. Oh, you don't even get the
pool.
Outside stuff.
None of that.
Oh.
So you just get to go be on premises.
Yep, and look at, and Jeter's not even living there.
Yeah. You're on the property that he once owned.
You can look at wealth, but you can't touch it.
So just the guest house, which keep in mind is for two people.
Yeah.
Two people.
It's a one bedroom.
Yeah, one bedroom, two people.
It doesn't sound like it has like a kitchen or anything.
I don't know.
All right, what do I get? All right, so how much?
$1,300 to $1,400 a night.
A night?
A night.
Ooh. Bro, you can get a place in New York City for that.
You can get a place in New York City for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
To his point, do a lot more stuff. I mean, I don't know what's around that area.
Nothing.
Other than, unless you just want to sit and stare at the lake the water.
Guest house kind of looks like a castle from the outside.
Because that area, if it's in the Hudson Valley where I'm thinking it is, it's a weird place.
How so?
Because there's like really wealthy people and then there's really scary people.
Okay. Mm.
It's a mix
of
haves and oh my gods.
This looks like it might be that.
Like there ain't no middle.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, don't get me wrong. This guest house is like better than anyone else's house.
Oh, I'm sure.
Listening to the show right now.
But why would you do that one?
And to spend $1,300 in a guest house that Jeter probably never even slept in. Jeter doesn't own the house. There's no like Yankees memorabilia around.
You're right.
Advertising it as Jeter's former house, which it's not. Also, you bought the property for $6.5 million.
Yeah.
And the fact that the property is not up for rent leads me to believe someone is actually living there.
It would have to be.
How busted are you as a rich person that you're renting out your guest house?
It seems weird that you'd even want that.
To strangers?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about this on the show, and I know it's a little bit different because it's a completely separate house on your property. But, like, the amount of money you would have to get to rent out a room every weekend in your house would have to be insane. For the inconvenience that would come along
with it. Yeah, it's got to cover a nut. It's got to cover something that you don't want to have to pay for, like your taxes or something, right?
Exactly. Like, I mean, if you have a finished basement, right? So I'm very fortunate. Mm. We finished our basement, and we got, like, a door, like a porch that goes out into the... So I can go, I could rent that out and never see those people.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't
But you know they're there.
Exactly.
You hear them.
Yeah.
You're still sharing a space.
And you would bump into them occasionally.
And it's still weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? Like, oh, hey, there's someone living on my property. Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, like, when you're that wealthy, like, to own that place.
When you own a castle.
Yeah, when you have castle money.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with strangers in your house because you probably have staff and people in and out all the time to, like, run the goddamn place. So you're probably a little more comfortable having somebody in your house that's not family.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean?
And I guess they wouldn't technically be in your living space.
Yeah, like you don't have to see them.
Okay, but if I'm renting
the peasants.
If I'm renting this guest house, again, we're talking about Derek Jeter's former home in the Hudson Valley. It's sold for $6.5 million. It's a castle. It's a legitimate castle. The guest room on that property is up to rent for Airbnb. It's a one bedroom. It allows two people. It's $1,300 to $1,400 a night. Let's say I rent it out, two night minimum, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's say I rent it out 20 nights out of the year, 10 weekends, right?
Yeah.
That's $30,000, which is a lot of money to us,
but
doesn't feel like a lot of money to someone that owns.
That's probably your heating bill for the month.
Well, let's put it this way. When the home sold for $6.5 million, the monthly payment on the home is $49,438 when it was purchased.
Wait, that's their mortgage?
That's the mortgage, monthly mortgage.
So 50 G's.
So if you were to rent out 20 nights of that guest home Airbnb, you wouldn't even make 1 month's payment on the mortgage.
Yeah, that's true.
No, thank you.
I'm out. I'm out of your castle business.
Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Knock yourself out.
Was Jeter living here while he was playing for the Yankees?
But you would know. You followed that.
I know. I hate the Yankees.
Yeah, but you follow the Yankees. I think you've heard of them. They're in all the papers.
There's no way he wasn't living in like some fancy like penthouse somewhere.
But then,
he probably has multiple joints, so they get like.
And that was kind of like his little getaway spot.
Like Tom Golisano's got a house he spends 12 days a year in.
Sure. But Tom Golisano has infinitely more money than Derek Jeter.
But I mean, in that circle of owning multiple places.
But we also know that Jeter had a home on Skinny Atlas Lake for a while, which is like 2 hours away from where this place is.
Yeah.
So like, you're gonna tell me he had a? Why would you have a house just outside of New York City if you're not traveling from that house to Yankee Stadium every day?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Especially when you got another house on another lake 2 hours away from that place.
But you got to remember, like, when he was a Yankee, he was a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids buy dumb things.
Okay.
Like, he might have heard, hey, you want to buy a castle? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay.
All my boys will come up and we'll play cards over the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that could just be, like, where he spent, like, the All-Star break. So, you know what I mean?
Or it could have
been
an investment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows?
But he personalized it for himself. He put in a baseball-shaped infinity,
that
a diamond-shaped infinity pool. He put in a replica of the Statue of Liberty. Like, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, Kobe Bryant was famous for and then infamous for using a helicopter to go from his home to the Staples Center. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, like, he didn't want to deal with traffic, so he had private helicopters fly him from his house so he could be to the arena in 15 minutes. He said it was for his family, and that ended up being, okay, great. Was that what Jeter was doing with this house? Was he, like, flying in, helicoptering
maybe
in for Yankees
like
game?
Later in his career. You think he was doing that the whole time?
Well, wouldn't there be videos of that?
Yeah.
Like a baseball player that commutes by helicopter?
Did you know that Kobe did it until he crashed?
No. But, yeah, I get a good point.
Yeah, so shut up.
Shut up.
No, I mean, like,
okay, according to Google, he had a 4-bedroom Manhattan penthouse.
Okay, why not?
That
where he banged Mariah Carey?
Like $15 million.
Mariah Carey was early on.
But he banged her.
Yeah, right? They dated, I think.
Bro.
And then he also, and then he had New York Castle in Greenwood, Greenwood Lake, and also a mansion in Florida's Davis Islands.
I think that's where he lives now.
Okay.
Okay. That's like West Coast. A little lower.
Low end?
Low end.
Are you in an Amazon tracksuit?
Yeah.
Trying to tell me that Jeter's home in Florida is low end.
It's low end for where he thinks he's got.
Where's your home in Florida?
Wherever I lay my hat.
Uh-huh.
Tommy was a rolling stone.
Oh, he sold his mansion on Davis Islands to Tom Brady.
Oh, I remember that story. Yep. And that's the house he got divorced in.
Must
when he was playing for 10.
Yep. A lot of sadness.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, Derek Jeter's former castle, about 4 hours away from us. The guest home on the castle is up for an Airbnb rental. It's two people, that's it. But it's $1,300 to $1,400 a night, depending on where you're going. And it's a really nice place. But I don't know, man. I couldn't imagine. Like, this can't be a baseball fan's thing. Which is silly, because, like, if you're going to drop that kind of money,
there's other stuff you could go see and do.
Well, I would argue, like, advertise just what the guest house looks like. It's gorgeous. Like, what Yankees fan? Oh, Jeter's guest house.
I got to say, if I'm staying there, I'm going to go knock on that door and ask for a tour.
And you're going to immediately be thrown off of the property. You're going to lose your money.
I'm going to throw you off. Probably, like, some fine print in there that says, do not bother current residents.
100. I'm going up.
Tommy, they're not going to throw me out. But goodbye.
Hey, do you want to lose $1,300?
No, they don't
lose your mortgage?
I don't think they care.
You've already paid.
Yeah, true.
Well, I want a refund.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go home. We'll get it to you. You're an idiot. What an old man.
I think this tracks it open doors.
Don't let me in. I'm polite.
I am. I'm an old man. I'm a little confused.
Why would they give you a tour of their house?
I want to see where Jeter lived.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Let's say you got someone that moves down the street from you.
Yeah.
All right. And day after they move in, knock at the door. Hey, I'd like to see the inside of your house, see if it looks like my house. Would you let them in?
It depends what they look like.
They look like you.
Oh, yeah.
My ass.
No, you would not.
My ass.
You even said you hate to talk to you.
And you hate you.
Yeah.
All right. I think my wife would let them in.
I don't think she
if
would.
If they looked a certain way. Well, yeah, like scuzzy. Well, I'm not letting scuzz in.
I'm not letting anyone in my house to tour my house.
Everybody's in your house. You must have 10 people in that house right now.
But I know them.
I bet there's two kids you don't even know.
No, but I mean, it'd be weird. Yeah, okay, you're right.
I could drop three kids off at your house this afternoon. You wouldn't even know the difference.
You're absolutely right, because I had a kid that barely spoke English in my house on Sunday. But, no, the point I'm getting at is if I have a total stranger, adult, that knocks on my door and goes,
but you know where I am. I'm staying over here. I just would like to see the living space. Do you mind?
No! Yes, I do mind. No, you can't come in.
What if I bring a gift?
What?
Nice bottle of wine.
To my house?
Yeah, bring a nice bottle of wine. Fancy one with the kangaroo on it.
I don't... Is that fancy?
No.
Okay. Oh, look at you. No.
Bro, after the rebate, it's $2 a bottle.
I don't drink wine. I don't know. How do they do
that? You clean paintbrushes with it.
It's very popular.
Oh, yeah.
I see the kangaroo everywhere. No, there's nothing you can offer me short of, like, cold hard cash. Well, I'm going to let you just walk.
Gift card. I bet you get a nice gift card.
That's not cash.
It's a Lowe's gift card.
Why? Okay. Yeah, but you're not letting anyone in your house for a tour, are you? A neighbor?
She doesn't let anybody in, period.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I guess, like, if it's a direct neighbor, you might have to.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to be weird about it.
So I told this story, I think, on the air before.
What's up?
My brother, they owned a house in Greece.
Yeah.
And it was their first house, and he was all excited, very proud of it, took very good care of it.
Yeah. Right?
And we're all having a family party. It was like somebody's birthday party. And all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. And, you know, no big deal. Like, everyone's coming and going.
Yeah.
Someone we don't know. So my sister answers the door, and she's like, hey, Ryan. I'm like, yeah. It was the guy who lived in that house.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that was his family home.
It was his family home growing up. Okay. And there's a party going on. Keep in mind, there's a party going on.
Okay, that's a little rude.
And he goes, hey, I used to live here. I'd like to see the inside of the house. And Ryan, my brother, being the big old pushover he is, is like, okay. So this guy just came in and walked around the house for like 45 minutes.
So this is what my parents used to do. So my parents, when they were like young couple, they had a house out in Massapequa, the first house he bought. The second house he bought was in North Jersey. When they would take vacations by car, when they would come up from Florida, they went out to those houses and knocked on the door and took a walk inside, took photos, met the people. The guy he sold his house to in Jersey, 30 years later, still lived there.
No kidding. Wow.
They went downstairs. They went through the whole effing house with these people.
No kidding.
But it was like one of those things. Like, I've driven by old houses that we've lived in, but there ain't no way I'm knocking on them doors.
No, look, I'm with you. I would love to see what my childhood home looks like now that it's all, like, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I don't have the balls to knock on that door.
Yeah, but are you doing that hoping it looks the same? Or are you doing it hoping somebody improved it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I think you're going to... Yeah, that house. I think if you think it's going to stay the same, you're going to be disappointed.
You'd be disappointed it stayed the same?
No. Yeah, if you think it's going to stay the same,
you're
going to
be...
So, like, the house I sold in Webster?
Yeah.
They completely gutted that thing, man.
Listen to this.
They had to pull all that nasty, stained-up Pat girlfriend juice out of them carpets.
Those stains were there before I got there.
No, they weren't.
And then I only added a couple more. By the way, I love how you're like, they tore the whole thing up. You had empty rooms. Like, you have no room to be like, how dare you change the castle of sadness.
They rip up the landscaping that I put in. They do all that stuff.
Well, they classed it up? Nice.
I had nice landscaping.
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. No, you did a really good job of attracting a woman with it.
Well, yeah. Oh, that wasn't my point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Privacy.
What?
Folks are worried about their privacy.
Oh, privacy.
Yeah, privacy! Which is funny because we have no privacy anymore.
No.
And proof of it is what's happening here, because these have started to show up attached to carts of the most popular grocery store chain in America.
What are they doing?
Well, there are people that are asking questions. And there's one man who says, I know exactly what these are, and I'm going to explain it to you. And it's an issue. It's a legitimate issue.
To be concerned about.
Ah, I would be. But it's not going to stop anybody who shops at this place from shopping there.
So we don't really care.
Well, we'll find out. Right. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
A couple of weeks ago, customers at Walmart, when getting their shopping carts, noticed that there were tiny little black boxes that were screwed underneath.
Like an airplane?
Yeah, the bottom of their shopping cart.
Oh.
Like at the bottom of the basket, something was affixed, black box to the cart.
And it's on all the carts.
It is on, well, at least in the stores that people have noticed them in. Now, I'm not sure if any are in the greater Rochester area, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And a couple of people started taking pictures, posting them online, asking what they were all about. Mm. And immediately, the conspiracy theories start to explode.
I'm sure.
But one person who saw the pictures and videos of these boxes stood up, got online, and said that they used to work on technology like this and explained what it was.
So?
It's a tracker.
A tracking device.
You got it.
So it's kind of like what's on an airplane. So they kind of know where it's going at all times.
Yeah,
if
your Walmart cart ends up at the bottom of the ocean, they can find
it. They call the NTSB and they show up.
To see what you're shopping for?
Yes. So the person who claims to have worked on this tech, now keep in mind, this is just speculation, right? This is not official. Walmart is tracking the patterns of their customers to understand the flow of where they're going around the store. And they also say that this device can track what gets put in the cart and where they are standing when they put it in the cart.
Yeah, that all kind of makes sense.
So the report speculates that this will allow Walmart to collect real-time feedback on what customers are buying, what products they are interacting with. For example, if you are buying discount cereal versus name brand cereal, how long it takes you to buy certain things, how long you
consume it and come back and get another one.
There's that. Also, how long you are meandering, looking at something, deciding whether or not you want it, what they can do to improve you buying that thing.
I kind of thought this already was kind of happening to this degree, like when you shop.
Well, how would they have done
that? So like when you use your Shopper's Club card.
Sure, yeah.
They kind of track what you purchased, right? And they kind of know what you bought.
Yep.
You have a receipt. They have a receipt. So I always thought they were already starting to do all this kind of crap anyway.
Oh.
Because, like, people get, like, if you spend a lot of money at Wegmans, they know that. And they send you gift cards and stuff and, like, thank yous.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way when my wife said that was a thing. And I was like, no, that's stupid. And then we got something.
Yeah.
That information, you're right, has existed for like 30, 40 years.
I'm fine with it.
What makes this more unique, how do you immediately go, I'm fine with it without thinking about
because
it?
Because this is going to be the wave, man. Ride it.
It's what are just you funny because like, your outfit says otherwise.
Oh, fuck my outfit.
I don't want these black boxes tracking me and my shopping. Should be done in private in a public place.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Kimmy, does this bother you at all?
I don't know. I just figure they know everything I'm buying and looking at.
Okay.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
All right. Well, first of all.
Like, what's your fear, I guess?
All right. Well, this box, if it's what it is, right, is doing what your phone does, but in real life.
Right. Yeah.
Right? You're accepting.
And it's attached to Walmart.
Yes. But when you take this card and walk around Walmart, you are essentially accepting the cookies that Walmart is making you take, and you're not even getting actual cookies out of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I guess it comes down to this.
What's that?
The information that they would be gathering here is going to be used against us. The only reason they would gather this information.
What do you mean against us?
Well, they want to sell you as much as possible for as much money as possible.
But it's all based on what you like and what you consume.
Yes,
so they're not going to force a product on you you don't want. That's not their business.
No, but what I'm getting at is the reason they would collect this data is to better know you so they can better sell you.
Well, that's what Amazon does.
Which exactly, and that's a problem.
Why?
Right? What do you mean, why? Look at you in your stupid outfit.
I only got 7 of these.
Look, I understand that you're walking into a private business, right, and they can do whatever they want on their own property, sure, to tell you to take your pants off and walk around like a duck. But what I'm getting at is the idea that you go, it's the future.
Yeah.
It's the future for the billion-dollar business who is trying to figure out how to manipulate you into spending more money than you want
to. Yeah, but that's been the business.
Man!
But that's been a business plan since the beginning of business is to, like, how do I separate you from all your goddamn money?
Understood.
It's what my father did for a living as a salesman.
But it used to benefit us more. For example.
Did it?
For example.
Yeah.
You know, stores would have to run sales.
Yeah.
They would have to compete price-wise with each other. Buy one, get one, this, that, and the other thing. The way this is being used could eventually go down the road, and we've talked about this before, of surge pricing in grocery stores, where they know if you only buy name brand items, when you walk by that item, that price tag goes up because they know you'll spend it. So this doesn't benefit us like buy one, get one free or a sale here or there. They're just going to manipulate yo ass into spending what they think yo ass is willing to spend.
But I still get all the stuff I want.
But for more money.
And it still tastes good.
Oh, my God. What are you not getting?
You're so worried, man. You've doomsday crap.
Well, this isn't doomsday crap. It's legitimate stuff.
Enjoy a nice pink you know, pineapple for $12 to $14, depending on when you go in and buy it.
I just don't get it. I don't understand how guys like you are just like, man, whatever. It's fine.
I just want to eat, man.
I don't even care.
I'm not going to be around for it. Listen, you're going to be on this planet way longer than me.
Yeah, so maybe I just want a little bit more work.
Yeah, you deal with it.
What do you mean you deal
you
with it?
You deal with it. I'm going to be out of here in 20 years, man. You take care of it. But you want a perfect world? Go earn it.
No, I don't need a perfect world. I just need a world in which they're not going to sell me Cookie Crisp for $4 more a box because they think I can afford it.
Yeah, but then don't buy it. That's what they say. Don't buy it.
252-WCMF. Well, that's what I'm asking here is we talk about these little black boxes that have started to show up attached to the bottom of shopping carts at Walmart. People have been taking pictures, posting it online, asking what the hell they are. And this one man who claims he worked on the technology, now again, take it with a grain of salt, says they are not only tracking your walking patterns in Walmart, they are tracking what you are putting in the cart, how long you are meandering before you're putting things in the cart to gather data to try and sell you.
I mean, it's like phishing, really.
Essentially, yes. Yeah. It's like your cell phone, but in real life.
See what you're going to bite on.
All right, let's talk to Shane. I'm yelling. You're yelling.
Shane?
We're all yelling. Hey, Shane, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
What's up, Shane?
I think the black box seems harmless at first, but it makes me worry about the same issue Whole Foods has, where they change the price depending on who the customer is, what the customer's income is like, and it's essentially going to be a sliding scale. Depending on how much you make, they'll charge you more. If you don't make as much, they lower the price to try to sell you more goods.
That's not, you don't have an ethical issue with that, Tommy, at all?
No.
Normally, things cost what they cost. In this world, it costs what they think you're willing to spend.
Well, that's based,
person to person.
Yeah.
People make good decisions in life so that they can buy more later in life, not so they can get charged more later in life.
Bro, if you're shopping at Whole Foods, man, don't pick up crying to me because you're spending too much money.
Okay, wait a minute. Shame.
I've never stepped foot in Whole Foods, but I reluctantly go to Walmart.
Shane makes a good point. Okay, Shane.
What's that?
You know, Shane brings up the whole. Shane, thanks for the call, but I really appreciate the whole. You know, you work hard to be able to, you know, live out the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you're a guy who will eventually be fired and forced to live off whatever pittance of a retirement that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have a Pittsburgh area code.
Yeah.
Right. And you have a history of spending a lot of money. If Wegmans had this technology, all of a sudden, what you spent before does not match the income that you were spending with previous.
Yeah, but I'll just have to come up with a alternative income stream.
Yeah? How are you going to do that?
Purse snatching.
Okay.
I told you, man, it's right for the pickings, bro.
You would get like
I would be such a great person. You wouldn't even suspect me because I'm low. Well, I'm low. Reach up. Done.
You look like every Russian purse snatcher I've ever seen in my life in that tracksuit.
But he also looks like he could be carrying some type of purse or bag.
Well, I do.
That's what I mean.
I have my European carry.
You could argue, no, this is my purse. What are you talking about?
252. Yes, this is my lipstick. Let's talk to Dennis. Hey, Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good. How's it going? I was just going to say leave it to Wegmans to do it better. I ran in there yesterday to grab a couple things, and they only had those new smart yellow carts. And I used it, and then I realized when I left, literally the only benefit was that I could just scan the self-checkout thing and get out of there a couple minutes earlier, and they're clearly just tracking everything and everything you're doing.
100%. And look, but what's interesting about
how
that—
How nice is that, though?
But you bring up another good point.
What?
Right, Tommy?
It was kind of nice.
Okay, so, yes, Wegmans is tracking you, and it's the same ethical questions we have here. But at least in that situation, you are benefiting as a customer in some way because it allows you to not have to go through the thing. Now you have to make a decision. Is the time I'm saving worth the information I'm giving up? There is a trade-off there. With Walmart, if that's what this is, they're just like, shut up and use it. Shut up.
100%, and I will be using it again and giving up all my data for nothing.
Dennis, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Look, I'm not here to judge you except for you because you're an idiot.
You're very judgy.
Well, yeah, because you don't think anything through.
Why would you want to think things through? Let the big corporations and the billionaires do the thinking for you.
They have all of our best interests.
Right, and they will take care of you.
No, I mean, if you sit down and you weigh the pros and the cons and you go, I'm willing to give up this for that, fine, I get it.
Life's a trade-off,
What if it gives you more options of that product, though? Like, it notices a lot of people buying a certain type. They're like, well, people really like this. So they start to
expand.
You know what I mean? Like, if it gives you more options, you can figure out. Like, because I'm just thinking, like, Amazon-wise, if I start to buy a certain type of product, well, then it's going to show me 10 other things like it that I could also buy. And I'm like, well, if that one's a better price or if that one's cheaper, then I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, but counterpoint, is that a good thing? Because we see people like Tommy Mulé. Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't know that product existed before, well, it just exposed me to something new and cheaper and maybe better.
But you could be buying more. Like, Tommy never wore a tracksuit in his life. He had one tracksuit directly added for guys to him.
Yeah, you're probably buying more, but...
I mean, but you're spending more money on things you don't necessarily need.
Yeah, but that keeps the economy going. That keeps the jobs going.
What are you talking... What jobs? Amazon? Oh, yeah, the Amazon $7 an hour jobs? Pretty sweet.
Hey, it's a job, bro.
Did you hear yourself right now? Do you hear... Oh,
there's some countries that would kill for $7.
Yeah, and if Amazon could get there, they would go do that, too. I mean, look at you. I forgot Tommy 1%ers, man. Give him all the information. Go work your minimum wage job. Pee in a bottle. I'm Tommy Mulé. I sit on my ass 4 hours a day. You know, hey, you got to work. You got
to
work.
It would be nice to pee in a bottle.
Kimmy, what's stopping you?
AIM.
It does make you wonder, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What kind of tech? You're not Kimmy. What kind of technology the stores we walk into are using without us having any idea?
Yeah.
Like, would facial recognition...
I don't want to think about it.
Would facial recognition bother either of you at a grocery store?
No. Oh, I thought they had it. Okay. Yeah.
I thought Wegmans already got it, right?
That's the rumor. We don't know for sure. Would collecting data on days you're there and the average price of your total with your face connected to it bother you?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think the future is going to look like?
Well, again, the future is what we want it to be.
No, the future is whatever shows up.
Listen to me.
And the future shows up right on time.
Listen.
And you don't control the future.
Yeah, I love how you think that sounds profound.
I know.
You're lazy as hell. And hear me out. We saw this happen with
Hold on, do my profound face.
Well, no, I thought you were just trying to get your skin back to the way it was supposed to be.
That's impossible.
We learned this lesson, or at least the stores learned their lessons, with the self-checkout.
Yeah.
Because the idea was we were going to save money, if I'm the store, on paying actual humans to operate it. It's going to be more efficient. We're going to get people through faster and make the grocery store experience easier. Right?
Yeah.
Well, what they didn't account for was the 50% of Americans who admit to taking things for free when they walk through the self-checkout.
But that self-checkout ain't going anywhere. They're going to fix that problem, and it's going to stay.
We had a story.
And they'll have it so you can't steal.
They've already, I don't know if you've noticed at Wegmans, they've already, redesigned the whole self-checkout area,
and
which makes me feel like they did it for a reason, you know?
And Walmart started to scale back the self-checkout. We had that story a couple months
ago. But they ain't going anywhere. I'm telling you right now, the future for you is going to be no cashiers.
Okay, which is fine, whatever.
Yeah, and you hate cashiers.
The point I'm
You don't talk to them, you don't look at them.
The point I'm making is this. What? When you say the future happens no matter what, no. If we just decide not to use this stuff, that's not the future.
Let me see that.
Okay, but it's idiots like you.
Americans stop consuming.
It's not about consuming.
Yes, it is.
It's about giving up something for free.
But also, you're also not factoring in time, though, either. Like, do I want to stand in this line?
Convenience.
With my 10 items, or do I want to get through as fast as possible?
Buddy of mine hates shopping. Mm-hmm. Was it get out of there mm-hmm. quick as possible?
I'm sorry. I grew up in a country that... prided itself on sacrifice, on not taking things laying down. I don't know.
I didn't grow up in
a
sacrifice country.
Look at you. Look at you. Boomer ass got everything handed to him. Yeah, sure. Sell the future. Save your money, and I'll spend it on direct advertising.
Yeah, where's my check?
Let's take a break. What check?
My Social Security. You know I'm going to go through all of it.
Yeah, what choice do you have? You're broke.
No, yours too.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sitting at home, you're watching TV, you're on your phone, whatever.
Yeah.
And bang, the lights go out.
God damn it.
You just lost power, and you have no idea when it's coming back.
Piss me off.
It sucks. Yeah. There's stuff you want to do. You don't know when you're going to get to do it again.
Everything gets put on pause.
You got it. But this scenario we're going to discuss that some folks west of us are looking at might actually be worse than the power all of a sudden just disappearing.
So what's worse?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All you folks listening that live in Arcade, New York.
Okay.
Tiny little village west of
us. Yeah.
You're going to have a day you're going to want to mark on your calendar.
So what's going on?
They are installing a new circuit switch at a substation in the village. Sounds like very important.
Yeah.
But because of that, the Village Arcade, a Village of Arcade, will have their power shut off.
Wait, the whole town.
On Sunday, September 28th, between 4 a.m. and noon.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that long?
It's an eight-hour planned power outage, and I believe the way the story is written, it makes it sound like the whole village. If there's somebody that's like official out there, 252-WCMF, let me know if I'm wrong here.
So it's on Sunday?
Sunday morning, September 28th, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, from 4 a.m. to noon. All of the power will be shut off.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. So folks who live in Arcade, you have to plan for this.
Yeah.
Tommy, what's worse? Random power outage or power outage you know is coming?
Well, at least you know when it's going out and how long.
Okay.
Because when the power goes out, normally you're thinking like, oh, it'll be on in a minute.
Yeah.
And then if it goes past an hour, you start freaking out.
Okay. Would you agree, Kimmy?
Yeah, because then I know I should at least like keep my phone charged. Anything else that you feel like you can
food in the
prepare
fridge
ahead of time? Yeah. Like I think I'd rather know.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause you don't load up, you know, your fridge. Cause you let that thing run down.
Especially if it's going to happen in the morning. I know if I have to get up for something, I would know to keep my phone charged. So I wake up to my alarm.
All right, fair enough.
No coffee.
Or you could make some cold brew ahead of time. Something to keep in the fridge.
Man.
But you can make a coffee, keep it in the fridge.
I mean, go to Dunkin' or something like that.
No, I can't
go to Dunkin'.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to leave.
Yeah,
the village.
You're definitely limited in your.
I got to take a drive for a cup.
Well, I don't know how Arcade isn't very big. There's probably something near it that you can
maybe
go to. Right, I would argue the planned outage is worse, and here's why.
What?
And it's exactly what you just said.
What?
If the power goes out randomly, there is hope that the power will come back on any minute.
Yeah.
There is always hope that any minute this power, it's just a matter of time. And that hope can make longer times feel shorter. When you know that the power will be out until specific time, that day is going to crawl.
Yeah, well, you got to get out of the house. You know what I mean?
But here's what sucks about.
Oh, by the way, you can't even open the garage.
Yeah, you got it. So
you'd have to open your garage at night so you could pull out.
Yeah, and hope that nobody breaks in, takes your bicycle. Look, I get they got to get this done.
Yeah.
And planning for Sunday morning minimizes the stuff.
It does.
Important stuff. That being said, if there is a day that you are most likely stuck in your house until noon, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? No TV, no lights.
No football.
Electric stove. Well, I mean.
Oh, no, football doesn't come into play.
Yeah. Electric stove means no breakfast if you got an electric stove.
Oh, if you got gas, I guess you're all right. No, but you got no pilot.
You got no pilot. I guess you could use a lighter, but you got to be.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Toaster won't work. You brought up the coffee machine. By the way, if you have an electric tankless water heater, no hot water. So you're walking around all smelly and gross.
No, you got to take a cold shower. They're good, though.
You would have to have a plan on a Sunday morning to leave the village you live in till noon to keep from dying from boredom.
You can't even go to church.
Where you? Well,
church is no power.
Ooh. Ooh.
Can't do mass without church, without electricity.
Can't do mass without church, Kimmy.
Or electricity.
Can't do mass without church.
You could.
Like, think about this. Where would you go on a Sunday morning until noon if you needed electricity?
You got to leave town.
But, like, where could you even go if you left town?
Well, I mean, you had to go to another town that has electricity and food.
But, I mean, even
some of those places have generators.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, get one of them Terry Clifford Generacs.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you know it's coming.
You're going to buy a generator for $8.
No, I'm not going to spend
$10,000. Okay, that's what I mean. Like,
but if you have one, you're golden, man. Okay. You're the king.
This is a bigger deal for this community than I think everyone realizes.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, folks who live in Arcade, New York, are having a planned power outage a week from Sunday, September 28th, between 4 a.m. and noon. That's an eight-hour situation to work on some electricity stuff. For example.
No gas?
None of that stuff. Yeah, you can't go get gas at a gas station. The village had to put a heads up out for specific residents. So people who depend on electrically operated life support have to make plans.
What do they do?
Well, you got to find something.
What do I do?
Go somewhere that has electricity.
I got to unplug and go plug in. Like, oh my God.
Even the less severe stuff, like if you sleep with a CPAP machine, that's going to be a rude 4 a.m. awakening when it stops working.
So you got to leave. Yeah, so you all have to leave town.
Toilets with pumps won't work.
Yeah.
Gross.
Or any kind of electric pump.
They also want everybody in town to unplug their televisions and computers, things like that, so in case there's an issue when things come back line, it doesn't explode.
The power surge.
You got it. And you got to hope that when you wake up until this is all done, that your phone will have enough juice to get you through the day. And that is, by the way, if you even get service in Arcade because your Wi-Fi won't be working.
Mm-hmm. So you can go on your data plan, though, right?
But here's the thing. You also, if the data plan...
I don't know. Sometimes, like, when you get out a ways, like, depending on where you live, you may not have a whole lot of service.
And if the cell phone tower is attached to the power that they're turning off, also won't work.
Oh.
So you could be completely cut off from everything.
This is like Lewis and Clark.
And it's only 8 hours that we're panicking. And we don't
and
even live in Arcade.
You'd be sleeping through probably some of it.
I mean, what time? How deep? Well, he gets up at 3 every morning.
You would be the one person who would live through the whole period of power outage.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Kimmy, what's the longest you've ever gone without having power?
Well, we can't count being kids because we were there during the ice storms. I don't really remember that.
It's
got to be the longest time, probably.
It's got to be the ice storm for most people listening to this show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, outside of the ice storm.
I want to say, like, there was one point when we were kids, and there was, like, some big windstorm or something, and maybe we didn't have power for, like, a day or two.
But that was the right before school September windstorm.
When was that?
I was in, like, seventh grade.
Yeah, that was probably around that time then, yeah.
That sucked, because we had to get up and get ready for school with no power for, like 2 or 3 days. What's the longest you've been without power?
It was Hurricane David. I think 3 days.
Okay.
And it sucked. Because it's also Florida, and it was effing hot. Mm-hmm. And no AC, and it's humid. It's just misery.
I mean, that is the one good thing here. Like, the weather's going to be reasonable. Yeah. So if it gets, you can open up the window and get a breeze going through. Michael actually has a semi-brilliant idea.
Oh, Michael.
On Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, power outage party. Party all night Saturday till the power goes out, then sleep till noon on Sunday. I don't hate that idea.
So just get wasted.
Yeah.
Eat everything, drink everything, and just sleep. Yeah, okay.
Well, again, like, you don't have to empty the fridge. It's an eight-hour outage. The fridge will stay cold if you don't go into it.
No, but booze it up, get high, eat, relax.
No, I'm saying, party if you want to, but like this idea, I've lost all my food on account of 8 hours of power outage.
Hey, man, if you're a fatty, 8 hours is a long time with no chow.
Do you think they overestimated just to make sure, like that way it comes on earlier than noon and everybody's pleasantly surprised?
Oh, because, there you go.
Because you are taking a chance putting a direct timestamp on when it's supposed to be back.
That is a good question. That would have been the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're right. Like, I'm just watching the clock.
And especially it's football Sunday. I don't know. You know, I want to watch my team play.
Well, is there morning games?
Do you bring that up? Ron just writes us on Instagram. Isn't that the week they will have European football at 9 o'clock in the morning?
the Berlin games.
Kimmy, can you Google September 28th if they have a European game? Well, here's what sucks. I mean, are there going to be bars open in that area?
There's no power.
Outside of Arcade, like Batavia
area?
Well,
yeah, you'd have to drive out.
Well, no, but like the Bills aren't playing. So like, are there going to be bars that open at 8 or 9 in the morning to watch these games that nobody locally cares about? Like the only way to watch it may be in your house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because even when
Viking Steelers, 9:30 a.m.
Oh, that sucks.
Sunday, September 28th.
Steelers have a massive fan base, too. There are definitely Steelers fans in Arcade, New York.
Oh, okay. Oh, so somebody should open up a bar early.
I think you
have pancakes and beer.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Yeah. All right. So power out starting at 4 in the morning, Sunday, September 28th, till noon. Is this enough of an inconvenience where you would let a friend or a family member sleep at your house that night?
I don't want to.
Would you let them?
I mean, you'd have to, but not crazy about it.
All right, let's say.
And by the way, it's only 8 hours. Why you got to come to my house?
You're the one that just said all the food in the fridge was going to rot.
Well, I want to eat it.
Let's say, Tommy, West Henrietta was shutting down the grid 4 a.m. to noon next week.
Wait, the Jeff is shut down?
Yeah, they're shutting it down. I'm not going to have power. Mm-hmm. I've got my CPAP machine. My kids need to get ready for their day. They need their hair straighteners and curlers, all the electricity on that. My wife needs her coffee. I come to you tomorrow. I go, listen, I need a place for me and my family to stay and my two dogs. Also, we're going to watch football at your house at 8:30. Would you let us stay?
I would have to.
You lie.
No, I'd have to. I'm not happy about it. What?
Why would you say that?
Because you can all come piling in with your goddamn curling irons.
That's what you
TV's
do.
TV's going.
That's what you do.
Volume. Blah, 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 blah. I got to listen to that.
Shut up. I'm trying to watch football. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Would you let us stay at your house, Kimmy, for 8 hours of power
outage? I mean, we have like one room, if you guys don't mind piling in there.
Well, like the cool thing to do would be to give up the master.
They're both the same size room.
Yeah, whatever. I want your bed.
Weird.
Rick reminds us, too, on the 28th, the Bills play at 1 o'clock, so they better be done by noon, or you're going to have some unhappy Arcade residents. Saints game.
Oh.
It's like one of the 3 1 o'clock Sunday games they have all season. And you're going to take the power. All right, so if you live out that way, mark your calendars.
Good luck.
Godspeed. 8 hours, we're talking like. And by the way, you're going to be asleep for most of it.
That is true.
God, we're so spoiled.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.